pulmonary conditions can change day by day and why monitoring is so incredibly important.
Pope's been hospitalized since February 14th, initially with bronchitis that turned into pneumonia. Elon Musk directed an email to all federal workers instructing them to reply with five achievements from the prior week or face termination, but several agencies and departments telling their employees not to reply. Investigators in York County, Pennsylvania, still searching for a motive after a man took hostages and killed a police officer Saturday. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny sky across the area for today and light winds. Couple of flurries out there as well. Highs reaching the middle 30s. For tonight, clouds will stick around. A little light wintry mix in spots. Lows in the lower 30s. It's 21 at our studios.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Off we go. The music of Johnny Mercer and Francis Albert Sinatra.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So never are as bad as they seem. So
Pipers.
Dream when you're feeling blue.
Every night, when I lay me down to sleep, and pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I drift off into this beautiful recurring dream. Pray the Lord my soul to take. Something I've come to look forward to with a sense of wonder and delight. This dream I keep dreaming each and every night. I don't know what it means. Maybe you can tell me. Or if it means anything. Maybe you can tell me. But it's different from normal. Like no other dream I've ever had. Maybe you can tell me. What happens is this soft, pulsating music comes creeping over the lavender edges that rim the distance. There it is. A distance that seems to stretch out forever. And there, far off, somewhere, the shape of something begins imperceptibly to take form.
Who is it?
The question has become part of the ritual. Almost as if the dreamscape itself is asking. Then, a wind, whispering quiet.
Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold. All you can hold is in the moonbeams. Poor, no one is poor. As long as love is sure. On the street of dreams. Poor, no one is poor. As long as love is sure on the street of dreams.
Curls itself around the stranger who's now becoming everyone I've ever known.
You know me.
You know who I mean? What's his name? Always on the tip of your tongue. Anyway, it's someone mysterious who looks so familiar it hurts. You get the feeling you've known whoever it is for as long as who can remember. There he is, moving closer to where you are in the crowd that has suddenly gathered, made itself comfortable in a vast camaraderie, shoulder to shoulder. Hey.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me. Say, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream. Sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
Then he climbs up on an improvised stage. I have no idea how it got there. Now he's within earshot of all of us. What's he going to say?
What's he going to say?
That, too, is a ritual question. Because as sudden as sudden, you know how things are in a dream. We know what he's going to say before he says it. We hear him telling us what we've been telling ourselves. The very word.
Don't worry. Things will work out.
Things will work out.
The way you want them to.
The way you want them to.
You'll work wonders.
Your imagination will work wonders for you.
You're smart.
Dream on. Dream on.
The Andrews Sisters.
No matter how near you be, you never belong to me. But I can dream, can I? Can I pretend that I'm locked in the bed of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there. But I can dream, can I? Can I adore you? I can dream. Can't I? I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream. Can I? Can I adore you? Oh, the way our oceans apart, I can't make you open your heart, but
things will work out.
The way you want them to.
The way you want them to.
You'll work wonders.
Your imagination will work wonders for you.
You're smart.
All that you've done.
You're intelligent.
All that you've given yourself to. You'll make more and more money.
More.
If it hasn't happened already, you'll fall in love with someone who'll fall in love with you. You'll lose weight. Low cholesterol. Your doctor will give you high marks. You'll do something so miraculous you won't believe it's you.
Look.
Why not?
You can juggle 1,000 dreams.
It's a wonderful dream.
At the same time.
You can see why it's recurrent. And who knows?
Don't you mind?
I have a feeling that...
This is my nightly dream. Don't mind how bold I seem. You are a girl who ought to be kissed, and I am a man, a brave optimist. I've got to make you see you should belong to me. Even the moon is in on my scheme, for this is my night to dream. Oh, by tomorrow, you'll be gone, so I'm not waiting till 10 minutes to dawn and being in love with you. Who knows what I might do? Please understand if that sounds extreme, for this is my night to dream. Sounds extreme, for this is my night to dream. Oh, this is my night to dream.
Was it this dream?
Into daytime.
Because it was of you.
It's the kind of dream that should.
You tell me your dream.
Well, I told you my dream.
I'll tell you mine.
Now you tell me yours.
Juggle 1,000 dreams at once.
Sing. first dream had an educational flavor. I was a college professor about to inflict a botany lecture upon my students. As I walked to school, the whole business suddenly seemed unbearably dull. It seemed so stupid to sit inside on such a nice day, pondering the structure and functions of plants and such. As I entered the classroom, I was struck with a noble and incredibly high resolve. Good morning to you, students.
Good morning to you, sir.
Today, our usual lecture we will defer. I have a brand new project and I hope you'll all consent, 'cause we're going on a journey to the firmament. Today, we're going to learn to fly. Well, now there's no need to get overly excited. Just simmer down a bit and I'll explain the whole procedure to you. Open every window, open every door, and leave a friendly message for the janitor. Have him call the Prexy and advise him of our flight, and say we should be back about next Thursday night.
I think the idea is peachy.
I'm glad I wore my slacks.
Will the teacher give us wings to put on our backs?
I've often thought of trying, but I never really dared.
The feeling must be most exciting.
I'm scared.
All you have to do to learn to fly is look the teacher squarely in the eye. Then count to three, knock on wood.
1, 2, 3. Count to three, knock on wood, and join the glorious brotherhood of birds.
I can do it. I can fly.
I'm off the ground.
Look, teacher, no hand.
1, 2, 3.
I'm scared.
I believe we all are ready now for our initial flight. Be careful on the takeoff, students.
All right. Don't forget your comb and lipstick.
Don't forget your cigarette.
Shall we exit through the window, students?
Yes, let's.
Don't you think we've had enough now? Shall we put our wings away and get back to the college students?
Okay, we shall surely be the envy of every undergrad. When they hear what we've been doing, they'll be real mad. Bye.
music of the stars.
All of her days have gone soft and cloudy. All of her dreams have gone dry. All of her nights have gone sad and shady. She's getting ready to fly. Fly away. Fly away. Signs of the spring.
Where is the spring?
She listens for laughter and sounds of dancing. She listens for any old thing. Fly away. Fly away. Fly.
Music of the Stars. This is John Denver with Olivia Newton-John. Nice tune, Fly Away. A minor hit. You'd think it would do better. But who knows? I want to welcome all our listeners. Good morning, Eau Claire. WCFO 105.7. Civic Media Radio Network.
You and I, in the deep blue world beyond the sky. Past the clouds, far above the city and the crowd. You and I, dreaming dreams we know are born to die. And it doesn't really matter what we say. And it doesn't really matter what we do. For it's only kiss and run that we are playing. As we promise to be true, it's only let's pretend. Pretty soon we'll reach our journey's end. You and I, we both know we'll have to say goodbye. Strangers who fell in love just for an hour or two. But it doesn't really matter what we say, and it doesn't really matter what we do. For it's only kiss and run that we are playing. We can promise to be true. For while we're in the sky, there's only you and I. There's only you and I.
Said Lando Ross.
There's only you and I.
and Mel Torme.
Second dream, I seemed to have inherited a train. I had on a conductor's uniform, complete with ticket punch, service stripes, all the trimmings. I decided on an inspection tour, starting with the observation car, the one so favored by our more prominent politicians around election time. Speeches made from an observation car always seem to be a little longer, a little duller, a little harder to understand.
How about taxes?
How about taxes?
We're all for lower taxes.
I am for lower taxes, provided that any reduction leading to a discount assessment permits the budget to finance a double entry credit governed, of course, by the inflationary debentures that inevitably lead to a fluctuating mortgage, thus liquidating any obligatory debit.
Hooray! Hooray!
What'd he say?
How about the farmers?
How about the farmers?
Are you for or against the farmers?
On the contrary, if a foreclosing policy is maintained as to an equitable percent of parity, a munificent bounty should evade the tillers of our soil, negating the marketing aspects of crop rotation as outlined in Form 77B.
Hooray! Hooray!
What do you say?
How do you stand on foreign policy?
What is your stand on foreign policy?
I'm glad you asked me that. I view with alarm the iconoclastic tendency towards isolationistic totalitarianism promulgated by selfish benefactors solely bent upon stifling the vital accord incumbent upon any vacillation of the vested interest.
Hooray! Hooray!
Promises! Promises!
indeed. As I continued my tour, I was fascinated by the wonderful names on the Pullman doors. Names like Minot Light, Winooski, Grotto's Tower, Cadwallader C. Washburn. I opened a few of them and went into the dining car. A young mother and her small boy seemed to be having a little trouble finishing their meal.
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy? Mommy, Mommy, are we there yet, Mommy?
No, we're not there yet. Sit up straight and eat your soup.
Mommy, I have to...
You just went. Eat a little of your meat.
I don't like this meat.
Try a little of your cheese.
I don't like this cheese.
How about some apple pie?
I don't like apple pie.
You don't like apple pie?
I want some ice cream. Can't I have some ice cream?
Well...
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy, Mommy?
No, we're not there yet. And if you don't quit asking me... There goes your milk. Waiter, waiter.
Mommy, I have to...
Oh, all right, come on. And the next time I take you anywhere...
Music of the Stars, Gordon Jenkins and John Denver. Good morning as we dream along with me.
When Jenny was a little girl, she only dreamed of trains. She never played with dolls or lacy kinds of things. Jenny counted boxcars instead of counting sheep, but she could go anywhere when she went to sleep. All she ever talked about was getting on to ride. She was living in another time. You could see it in her eyes. And every day after school she'd head down to the track, waiting for the train that was never coming back. Jenny dreamed of trains when the night time came. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. Depot's been boarded up, the rails have turned to rust. There hasn't been a train through here since the mill went bust. No one believed her when she said she heard the train. Said she was just a little girl acting kind of strange. But Jenny dreamed of trains when the night time came. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. Jenny laid a penny on the track one day, and God we trust, she walked away. The very next morning, all that she could find was a little piece of copper squashed flatter than a dime. Jenny dreamed of change when the night time came. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny she made it come true. Jenny dreamed the trains.
We're going dreaming this morning on the Music of the Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. Grab a pillow.
Well, right next to the diner was a club car. I guess the bar at one end had a little to do with the unrelenting jollity of those present. One fellow in particular seemed to be monopolizing the conversation.
Well, now, I'm a demon salesman. I'm the livest wire. When a customer is tough to sell, it's me they hire. I'm drawing down the tidy sum of 90 per, plus the various expenses that I may incur. When it comes to padding swindle sheets, I know my stuff. If the auditor gets tough with me, I call his bluff. I'm about to be promoted with a juicy raise, and I see my wife on weekends and on holidays, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Now they're after me to run for mayor, and I might. I'm a booster, I'm a joiner, I'm a leading light. The women follow me around, but when they do, I just politely tell them 23 skidoo, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Say, I heard a piffling story the other day. It's a little risque, but I can see that you fellas have all been around. Now, stop me if you've heard this, but it seems there were two Irishmen on a bus.
Stop.
Stop. What do you mean, stop?
I've heard that one.
Maybe the rest of the gang hasn't heard it.
We've all heard it.
Yeah, those things really get around fast.
As I walked on, the train began gradually to slow down. The scattered lights through the car windows led me to believe that it wasn't a regular stop. After the train halted, I stepped off for a breath of Middle Western air. As I lit a cigarette, I heard a voice from the shack across the way.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rollin' round the bend, and I ain't been kissed, Lord, since I don't know when. The boys in Crescent City don't seem to know I'm here. That lonesome whistle seems to tell me soon disappear. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, Sue, when you're grown up, I want that you should go and see and do. But I'm stuck in Crescent City, just watching life mosey by. When I hear that whistle blowing, ooh, I hang my head and cry. Rich folks eating in that fancy dining car. They're probably having pheasant breast and Eastern caviar. Now I ain't crying envy, and I ain't crying mean. It's just that they get to see things that I've never seen. If I owned that lonesome whistle, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd find a man a little farther down the line, far from Crescent City, is where where I'd like to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
That's Beverly Marr, Mrs. Gordon Jenkins. Gordon collected a bit of money on a lawsuit from that other guy who sang that didn't know that he had plagiarized. The true story. We're dreaming today. Stand by for CBS News, Civic Media Radio Network, and the music of the stars. This is Cy Zentner.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The world's Catholics continue to pray for Pope Francis. He's still hospitalized in critical condition. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Vatican City with the latest on the 88-year-old pontiff.
Doctors say his prognosis is reserved, and we hear from Vatican sources that he is undergoing further tests today and that he continues to use oxygen therapy. Now, this morning, he released a personal message that he's confidently continuing treatment at Gemelli Hospital, and he thanked the team of doctors, adding that rest is part of his therapy.
He's been hospitalized since February 14th. Elon Musk directed an email to all federal employees instructing them to reply with five achievements from the prior week by Monday or risk termination. But several departments and agencies are telling their employees to hold off from responding. The Trump administration demanding access to Ukraine's valuable natural resources as payment for military aid. Senior Ukrainian official tells ABC the country's proposing $100 billion. This is ABC News.